Hello and welcome to Spooky Chris Podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I am your aforementioned Spooky Chris. Welcome. I am an author. Very, I don't even know if you can say occasional. Two-time short filmmaker. General ne'er-do-well. You can find all my stuff at SpookyChris.com. I appreciate you coming by. It's been kind of in my mind lately, and I thought I'd talk about it a little. A few years ago, I had a job for an organization in the area where I lived, which is to say Flint, Michigan. And what I did is I worked with the AmeriCorps program that this organization hosted. And in my time there, I'd heard the name AmeriCorps. I didn't really know much about the program, really much anything at all in regards to the program or, you know, the people in it. And, you know, kind of trial by fire, learned all about it in that time at that job. And the reason AmeriCorps is on my mind lately is because under the Trump administration, that is one of the many, many, many departments, organizations, groups that is getting funding cut. It's the big thing right now is, oh, we're cutting all this wasteful spending, and we're cutting everything, and we're getting DOGE in there, and we're just cutting all this fat. Never once telling us where exactly all of this money is going to, for the first part. Just that they're quote unquote cutting waste. And then they're the ones that dictate what the waste is. They don't really look at, and really there is no, analysis being released as to this is why it's wasteful. This is, you know, why it has to go. There's no, you know, explanation. It's just a matter of Elon Musk and his group of Lost Boys going through and seemingly arbitrarily deciding what doesn't need to be. And I mean, let's face it, it's not arbitrary. It is social programs. It is health programs. It is welfare programs. It is funding for quote-unquote liberal ventures that helped people in need. It's the stuff that, like, oh, well, we're going to get rid of DEI and woke and all of these things, and so you cut it in the base cheers. Oh yeah, get rid of all that woke stuff and DEI and everything. And they don't tell you, you know, at the very, very base, they don't tell you, well, this is why we're cutting it. This is where that money's going to. It's just like, oh, no, we're saving money. For who? You know, who is this money being saved for? Who is benefiting? Oh, great. So Elon Musk and Starlink can get fat contracts and make billionaires even more money? Awesome. You know, they're cutting all of the science from NASA, but by God, we're going to get to Mars real quick. Super cool. It'd be great to get people on Mars just to realize we don't have the technology or the money to bring them back. We're just like, well, you're colonizers now. You're going to colonize it. We don't know if we'll ever go back, but hey, we got there. And that's all this is. That's all this is. This is wieners on a table. This is like, look how big ours is. It's, we're going to get to Mars first. It is the space race dumbed down, because we're shadow allies of Russia. So I don't know if we're in real competition with them. But it's all ego. It's something that Elon wants to be the big man in history. So he's going to get people to space, and Trump just wants to be the big man of everything. Which brings us, you know, back to all of these cuts, all of these sacrifices, at the altar of, I mean, essentially special interest projects of the wealthy. And a lot of things are getting ink, and I'm sure there's a lot of ink being spilled about AmeriCorps, but having personally been involved tangentially with the program, I wanted to talk about it for a few minutes, because it's just having lived in a city like Flint, a city in desperate need, of resources and help. The audacity to cut a program like AmeriCorps is just, and it's funny. You could literally go through the alphabet and with every letter, a reason this administration is abhorrent and will go down in history as one of the most corrupt and most awful. And yet, this isn't even getting into ICE and what they're like, the horrors they're committing. But like the audacity to cut from a program like AmeriCorps. So what's AmeriCorps, you ask? Okay, great. I'm glad you did. So AmeriCorps is a program that we have in the United States. It's been around for a while. It's kind of like our, it was essentially, instead of sending, people to volunteers to other countries to work on other countries that needed help with infrastructure and all that, we kind of turned the eye on ourselves and like, we can do that here too. Like, we really, there are so many projects we need help with. And so they established the AmeriCorps. The AmeriCorps, and now in my time, it was the focus of it were younger people that were kind of leaving high school, transitioning into college or career, towards that. But we definitely had people that were older. It was interesting because we had either, getting out of high school, going toward, moving toward college, or nearing or in retirement age. And both those age ranges are for good reason. Because when you sign on for AmeriCorps, it is a year of service. You have X amount of hours that you are serving. And it's, I can't remember. The numbers are like, it's like 1300 or something. Like, I can't remember off the top of my head. It could be more. I'm sure it's more or less, whatever. I don't have numbers in front of me because I'm just going off my memory here. But something like 1300 hours. And, you have to go through a process. You apply like it's a job. You are vetted. That's what was part of what I did, is I did the interview, and you're just trying to gauge how serious someone is. Cause it's when you come on, it's funny cause it is service. Like you do not refer to it as a job, which you shouldn't, because you do not get paid like a job. But it is service. But you're coming in, it is essentially like a job interview. You're being interviewed. We look at you apply, we read all that stuff, we look at everything. We do an interview. Maybe we do a follow-up interview, and just basically trying to make sure that you are serious about this, because it's so time consuming and for them and for the organization bringing them in, to do everything and then just to have them kind of like realize how serious this is and how much of a commitment this is. Just to be like, ooh, I can't do this. And there's a reason not many can do it. Because it's service, but it is essentially a job. You have to be serious about it. For where I worked, we had two different branches. I can't remember. There was, the service. One was direct service. One was indirect service. So direct service, they would be for us. They were in the schools working after school programs with the kids. And they would help out with the kids and help them learn and help with all that stuff. And then the indirect services, they were helping the capacity of those things. So they would be helping kind of like the behind the scenes things, not the hands on, but the behind the scenes. And they made very, very little money. And again, like, I would have to look up numbers, and it's, I don't think you're looking to me to be the last word in AmeriCorps. What I'm hope out of this is that if you hear this and you're like, God, what's going on? And you look more into the program, to find out more, because I am not the be all end all of knowledge here, but I just want to tell my story, because it's just so stupid, to cut like funding from that program. And yeah, you can go to AmeriCorps.gov, to find out, but yeah, if it's even going to be in existence pretty soon. But yeah, so like the direct service folks would go, and they would work directly with kids, and physically, they would impact those kids. They would be in those kids' lives every day, like every school day. And the trouble would be for AmeriCorps students, AmeriCorps service members, for the cohort, I forget, but is that, if there's days closed, if the school's closed, or in the summer, on days like there's a snow day, like it sounds good on paper, you're like, ooh, day off, but that just puts you back. You have a roundabout a year to do your service, and so there's a point where you've got to get those hours in. And sure, none of us may not want to work, but we need that check, as it were. And for them, that's those hours. And for those hours, they're doing all these hours, and they're doing, essentially full days with these for us in these schools. And other places in Flint had them working at the organizations, at nonprofit organizations, or had them working outside. There's all kinds of different things that can fall into what they do. It's kind of up to whatever the organization they're serving under. But yeah, so they were given a stipend, and it was, I swear, it was at a point where like we would kind of encourage and kind of push them to get food stamps, because they did not make enough to really beyond just basic bills. We were pushing, so it was like, hey, do this, and then get on the everything that's that welfare can provide during this time, because you're kind of almost making it, kind of a declaration of poverty for this year, and you can do up to 2 years of service, so students will do up to 2 years. We would get them a bus pass. So every month, they would get a bus pass that they could use, and essentially so they could get to their sites and stuff. But I mean, they could use it otherwise, I guess. The big the two big bonuses here would be, the big one was, you would, if you went through the whole, all your hours and stuff, you would get money towards college. And it was over $7,000 at the time. This is a few years ago now. Again, everything has changed. And then we would do, trainings. We would do, CPR. We teach them CPR, and we taught them, kind of life and job skills and stuff. So we would have these, once in a while we would plan these, days where we would, teach them stuff, basically. And that was kind of the fringe benefit, as well as they were getting kind of life and job lessons, and it really did look great on a resume if you had been in AmeriCorps, especially in a city like Flint that has so many nonprofits. They love to see folks that are committed to that. You are not going to generally get rich working for a nonprofit. You're in it because you love the community, and you want to work with community, and you want to work with folks, with people, and want to help, and they love that. And they, lots of people that had gone through the program were hired, because they had that experience. We had a lot of people at one point that were former AmeriCorps members, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy on the administrative end, because it was hard to really, for folks that were kind of like, And, you know, you get a lot, we've got a lot of folks that weren't sure what to do with their lives. They couldn't necessarily afford college. They didn't know what they wanted to do. And they, but they weren't 100% into the program. And then really, you know, keeping their fire lit and keeping them on course, keeping other folks on course. The people in the, indirect service, had different quality, you know, things that they had to fulfill, different hours. And they, you know, it's you are running a program. And truly, like, these were people who they were being barely paid, working in the community on community efforts with a a promise of some money to go to college. And now they're, you know, this money is being cut. And I'm sure they're like, well, we're cutting the administrative fees and all of these people higher up and stuff. And it was funny when I was working for the program at the time, it was the first Trump administration. And so, like, a Republican had been put in charge of the program. And he came to where I was working and we had a big reception for him and stuff. And very much like, what is this going to be like? Because this doesn't seem like, you know, Republicans don't seem like they'd be real big on AmeriCorps. And at the time, I mean, the guy seemed very positive about the program and about what it could do and stuff. So there are people out there that can see that. But it's crazy, the things like that kind of stuff. Like, if we're taking money from the communities, from the resources for the poor, and now we're taking the people that can get into the schools, that can get into the community and do cleanups, that can work on projects that other folks can't because they have jobs or they have families or they have things going on, and there's not capacity locally to do that, and now we're cutting that. You know, and it's one of those things where it really fostered this community, you know, this community spirit, and it was instilling into young people and the elderly, but, like, you know, in this, what I'm thinking of is in young people, this idea that we're all kind of together and we're all pulling together. It was cool because during the summer, we would get an AmeriCorps team from a different, like, it was kind of like a summer project, and they would be in town for about a week. Might have been longer. I can't remember. It was like for a very short period of time. Maybe it was a month or something. I don't know, but it was a short period of time. And they would come into town and we would kind of show them around. We'd kind of give them lay of the land, show them what there is to do in the area. And they would work on a project for that period of time. And they would be coming from another state, into the community to do this work. And it was really great. And it was really impactful for them. And I was always shocked that that part of the program was never pushed more for kids that are like inner city kids that have always wanted to see the world out of the city, to see what the country looks like, to see what, you know, different parts of the country look like, or for kids coming from rural communities who never have really seen the city outside of driving through, or the hearing the, oh, well, it's really rough, and, you know, wanting to be involved in the sea, like, what is it like? And to go in to serve in the community and in a city. And to get kids, you know, kids that may not be able to travel otherwise at that age. I mean, I still at 51, I still have never traveled much. I just have never had money that I was able to really, that I wanted to or really felt I could invest in travel. And I'm coming from a place of much more ease than a lot of these kids, a lot of these folks. So it says, you know, shoot, a lot of folks aren't able to go and see this country and to help this country. And these people were. And it really drives me crazy, though, how programs like this. I mean, it's truly, it is like pulling money from libraries, pulling money from the arts, pulling money from National Public Radio and public broadcasting, and killing all of these things that are essentially like free, you know, free services and enrichment to the kind of the soul of this nation, in pursuit of money, and everything is money. And, oh, well, we gotta do this. No, gotta raise the tariffs for money. And we gotta do all these things because money and fairness. And we're gonna have a freaking military birthday treat for the sad little president boy, whose dad never loved him. All this craziness, like, we're seeing people like arrested and assaulted in the street, and then they're disappeared. And for what? Like, and it's, that's the thing, is like they bang the drum, make America great, America's great, we're making America great, blah 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 blah. People have their flags on their cars and their stickers on their trucks, and they're racing around and like owning the libs, and it's like, if we're allowing children with cancer to be sent off and deported because God knows those 6-year-olds, those little children, are just destroying our nation. We're spitting in the face of the cores of what we were founded on, in this embracing of immigrants and people who wanted to be here to pursue a dream. You know, we're making people more frightened. We're agitating former, because they are pretty much right now former allies. And, you know, on one hand saying, we got to save all this money. But then we're like, we're going to buy Canada. We're going to buy Norway. It's like, this is insanity, the absolute insanity. And then you look at stuff like, we're going to cut funding to a program like AmeriCorps. Why? Because it's easy. Because most people don't even know what it is. And because it's in the community and it's in the inner city and it's helping people that can't help themselves, and kids, and we're all about save the children, don't do abortions, God wants the babies. But we don't give a damn about them once they're born. It's like, figure it out. You know, it's, we don't want them to learn. We don't want them, you know, we want them to be indoctrinated, not taught. We don't want books on the shelves. We don't want teachers that are going to teach them real history. We want the quote-unquote American history. It's just, it's insanity, top to bottom. And to get rid of a program like the AmeriCorps, which is apolitical, it is just getting people in the communities to help, just to help folks. One of the things I remember we did one day was we went out and were installing free, smoke detectors in houses. We were knocking on doors in a part of the community that wasn't, you know, terribly wealthy, and no one would answer. We had our group, like, we all kind of split off. A lot of these people did not want anyone on their property around them. They were like, get out of here. Very much no thank you. We had one lady who let us put one up in her house. It was absolutely free for us to do. We put it where they wanted it. And these are the kind of things we're cutting, that we're eliminating, is because it's so terrible and evil, to help your fellow man, this Christian nation, that as we like to tout what a Christian nation we are, as we turn our back on one another and cross our arms and look skyward for those golden, golden gates of heaven. It's crazy to me. But yeah, look up, go AmeriCorps.gov, oops, and look into the program. Like, it was a heck, it is, you know, whatever there is left of it, it's a heck of a program that wasn't ever, I just don't feel like it's been supported nearly enough for what the impact it could have. Like, the people weren't paid enough. Like, for the money we waste on military and bombs and guns and all these things, to go and pick fights is essentially what we're doing anymore, is just picking fights. And we won't help people that want to help community. It's crazy. You know, I'm hoping a day comes and the tides turn and programs like AmeriCorps return or are supported, because, you know, if you want to, inspire young people and get them involved, it's get them in their communities and show them that their contribution is valuable, and the things they can come away with that is valuable. Don't shame them into it. Don't force them into it. Let them come to it and see for themselves how impactful it is on their lives and the lives of a community, and celebrate that and honor it. And you will see the impact it can make to these people, you know, individually and as on a community. I am your Spooky Chris. You can find all my stuff at spookychris.com. My friend, I will talk to you soon.